in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island. My name is Stephen Godfrey. That's Ryan Naney. We are almost through with our very long march through the saga that was the 2025 college football coaching carousel. Although, some of the notes that I have on this strange and winding board indicate that there might be NFL interest in sitting head coaches. Well, so, God. Like, I don't want to say Candyman too many times in a row.
So, can I talk Falcon Scott business very briefly here for the audience's benefit? Just and I'm going to do it in front of our paywall cutoff here.
Okay, just as long as you mention that we are brought to you.
We're brought to you by Homefield.
By the beautiful people at Homefield. Indiana is the number one football team in the country.
We're going to say it until it's not true. So it's going to be a while, as it turns out.
All right, what's your business?
When we started Phantom Island, and I think if you've been with us from the beginning, you saw this in the first episodes that we put out, and you can still see it in a lot of what we do from week to week. We made a very conscious choice to not just make a college football show. We had a lot of internal discussion about, like, what role does call coach gossip. Like, how much do we want to do coaching carousel stuff on this program? Did we want to not do it at all? Did we want to just do it here and there? And I felt like we had a pretty good plan where we were like, we'll do it when it pops up. We're not going to lean too heavily on it.
And then
this carousel happened. And it has, I think, and I'm not complaining, I want to be clear, but I guess I'm more expectation setting nuts, for dude. You, for me, for everyone listening.
Yeah.
This was not the level to which we expected to be talking about coaching movement.
No.
It's just that everything happened all at once.
We founded a podcast on the heels of a coaching cycle that just on the power level alone saw, like, North Carolina, Wake Forest, Purdue, and I'm going to leave somebody out who's going to get very mad at me, but, like, that was, wasn't that it?
Washington State.
Wazoo.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Yeah.
That was all.
It was pretty chill.
That was the whole thing. North Carolina could hire John Summerall. Go Gators. And then we saw the entire world of... This is one thing that, again, we can put it in front of the paywall to use the parlance of our business. I think you knew it was going to be a weird year when... This is the closest you've ever worked adjacent to this kind of, like, this part of the news machine,
100%,
right? 100%,
yes.
Yeah, it's been very eye-opening for you.
I usually have the benefit of just sharing, like, digital space with you and being like, oh, that happened.
That's right. So, obviously, you knew, like, your alma mater was going to open because they lost to South Florida in September.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But the moment where I think, like, the thousand-yard stare washed over your countenance was the moment that you and I were sitting in a bar the first weekend of October.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I took a phone call, and I walked back into the bar, and I sat down, and I looked at you, and I said, LSU might open.
Yes. At the time, I think they had only lost one game.
No.
Yeah.
No. Still. They had lost to Ole Miss at that point.
And that was it.
And I think that was the only loss. Was that the only loss they had?
At that point, that was the only loss that they had, yeah.
And the person who called was extremely connected and obviously ended up being correct because they had had the chat, the back channeling had already started on what would a short list be.
They had beaten Clemson on the road. They had won.
Oh, you have the schedule.
They had gotten the week one thing off their backs. They had beaten Florida in a ugly game, but they beat Florida all the same.
Yeah.
They lost to Ole Miss by 5 on the road. And at that point, I think they had... Yeah, that's all they had done. They had... Now, had they lost to Vanderbilt yet? No, they had not. Had they lost to A&M yet? No, they had not. Had they lost to Alabama? No. Like, more bad things were coming for sure. But yes.
It's weird because my brain, I was obviously the person who made that phone call, and then I'm the person in that story, and then I was standing on the field when it happened with Vanderbilt. It feels like those things happened out of order. I don't know. It's weird. I'm crazy. So blame Brian Kelly, which is sort of the theme of the previous subscriber episode, Which, by the way, if you're not a subscriber, get ready for it. Here is the ending. The rest of you can hang on. Do you want to hang on? Do you want to listen to this entire episode?
And the one we just did before this one.
And every other one we've just done.
That's right.
Ryan, the whole freaking Phantom Island library. You go to phantomisland.show. You become a subscriber today. You get access to all the premium content. You get the ability to, depending on what tier you subscribe at, ask us questions, suggest show topics. You're going to get access to the big Falcon Scott miniseries productions that are coming your way in 2026, all the cool stuff we're going to be doing. You get all that stuff by going to phantomisland.show and becoming a subscriber today.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber. Our theme song is also called Phantom Island from the album of the same name by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.